Sport. BBC Radio Cornwall.
Welcome to BBC Radio Cornwall's non-league football review. I'm Jack Murley. We start, as always, with a look at the classified scores. Peninsula Premier League. Camelford 1, Royal Marines 4. Dartmouth vs Falmouth Town postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. Elberton Villa 2, Tavistock 2. Launceston 2, Saltash United 2. Penzance 0, Witheridge 1. St Austell 1, Liskeard Athletic 1, abandoned at half-time due to a referee injury. St Blasey 1, Bovey Tracy 0. Torpoint Athletic 1, Columpton Rangers 0. Division 1 West. Callington Town vs Mousel postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. Dobble 6, Perranporth 0. Hale 0, Godolphin Atlantic 1. Helston 1, Truro City 1. Holsworthy 4, Foxhall Stars 2. Newquay 2, Plimstock 1. Penryn Athletic 1, Vospers Oak Villa 3. Wadebridge 2, St Dennis 1. With Truro City not in action until next week and several Peninsula League games postponed due to waterlogged pitches, the weekend's footballing programme was somewhat dilapidated. The pick of the games came at Penny Gillam, where second-place Launceston were held to a draw by Kevin Hendy's Saltash United. Despite his side's current run of good form, Launceston boss Lee Cooper isn't getting ahead of himself.
Well, we've got a fair bit of strength in depth. You know, we signed two lads from St Austell recently, and that's because we want to build on what we've done so far. You know, you don't win anything in November. You get a few pats on the back, but no trophies are given out. So, you know, we keep challenging the lads week in, week out, and they keep responding. So, you know, we're always on the lookout to improve the squad. Unfortunately, we haven't got, you know, from the budget we've got compared to everybody else, I think it's phenomenal what these lads have achieved.
Well, there were bizarre scenes at Poulter Park. St Austell and Liskeard Athletic were all square at half-time before an injury sustained by the referee meant the game was abandoned at one apiece before the second half even got underway. We'll hear from St Austell player-manager Gary Penhaligon shortly, but first, a bemused Liskeard boss, Darren Edwards.
That's never happened to me before that. You know, I was a bit abused when the linesman came and knocked on my door and said there was a problem with the official, with the referee. But I went over and had a little chat with him, and you know, he was struggling. And by the sounds of it, he shouldn't have even turned up today. They should have put a different official on because he was struggling before the game. We know him well because we had him on Wednesday down at Bodmin, and you know, he didn't do too bad then, to be honest. But, you know, today I knew he was struggling. He's struggling to keep up with play. I feel like one of their goals, or the goal that we give away for them, felt like he made a decision from 60 yards away, and I didn't think that was the right decision, to be honest with you.
Never been involved in that. A bit bemused, really, why, if that's the rules, it has to be called off, that's fine. But for the away team manager to really have the deciding decision, it's a bit bemusing. So if that's the rules, it's the rules. If it's not, then really we should be still here. Disappointing, decent crowd, decent game. Don't really see any reason, unless the rules say so, that we shouldn't have played on. I believe there was another official in the ground that could have done the line. So for me, if the both linesmen aren't capable of refereeing a game either, then then we shouldn't really start the game. So, yeah, very disappointed all round, really.
Gary Penhaligon there. Second played third in Division 1 West as Penryn Athletic welcomed Vospers Oak Villa to Kernick. In the end, it was the visitors who took the spoils, winning by 3-1 to take all 3 points back to Western Mill. The thoughts of Penryn manager Andy Parry.
I thought the first half was probably the best we played for quite some time. We created 4, possibly 5 good opportunities. Each of the efforts were on target, but if you're not going to take your chances, you're going to find it difficult in the second half, and to concede right on half time was a bit of a killer, really.
That is a killer, bro. Right on half time, and the penalty, no question for most of us on the sidelines. But was it right?
Well, as soon as I seen the challenge, I thought it was a penalty. In fairness, our centre half has said, well, he slipped over, but you know, if it happened on the other end, I'd have been jumping if the penalty wasn't given to us. So yeah, in that situation, it probably definitely was a penalty.
The Penryn boss, Andy Parry there, talking with Peter Richmond. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Just a reminder that there'll be live commentary of Truro City's match with Tonbridge Angels on next week's Saturday Sport programme. Until then, thanks for listening.
Sport. BBC Radio Cornwall.